look in your Bibles tonight, the book of Psalms, the book of Psalms, as we continue looking at Psalm 23 tonight. We began some time back and then through the summer here with the mission trip things that weren't preaching through it for a while, but we're going to look back at Psalm 23 and pick up where we left off the last time. But I'm so glad that the Lord's allowed us one more time to assemble together and to look into His Word. Amen. Aren't you glad for the Word of God? Yeah, amen. It is still a lamp to our feet, a light to our path, and it does help us. It's got all the answers of life. I want you to know that. Somebody said, well, don't it cover this? Oh, it covers everything. It really does. There's some verses that cover some broad areas. So I appreciate God giving us His inspired, infallible, inerrant word tonight. Psalm 23 tonight, and we'll read all six verses, and then we'll pray and try to preach as the Lord directs our heart tonight. Psalm 23, and beginning in verse number 1, the Bible said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's pray together. Father, I thank You tonight for Your mercy. Thank You for Your grace. Thank You, Lord, that we know You're God, and beside You, there is none else. Oh, Father, I pray now for just a little while. You give me clarity of thought, clarity of speech. I pray You touch me to preach and rightly divide the word of truth tonight. Open up our hearts, open our ears and our minds. Give us understanding, give us leadership. Holy Ghost, I thank You that You are our teacher. I pray tonight, may we be teachable. Lord, use us, I pray. Save that soul that's lost. Help us as Your people, and everything You do, we'll praise You and we'll thank You. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen, you can be seated. As I mentioned, we've been preaching a while here in Psalm 23, and we've talked about that. This psalm is speaking about Christ, our shepherd. And I am glad that we can say the Lord's our shepherd. And I began looking some time back, and just a way of quick review, and then I'll get to my verse and my thought. We look first at verse 1, where Christ is a shepherd. That's personal. For the psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd. And I hope tonight you can say that the Lord's your personal shepherd tonight. If not, you could before you left here. I'm glad Jesus saves on Wednesday as sure as He does on Sunday or any other day of the week. I'm glad He's always the Savior, and you come to Him as a lost sinner and He'll save you, and you can rejoice and say, the Lord is my shepherd. Then we looked in verses 1 and 2 that Christ is a shepherd that provides. He provides rest and refreshment. Then we talked about in verse 2 and 3 that Christ is a shepherd that proceeds. He leads His flock. He doesn't drive His flock, but He leads us. Hey, I'm glad to know I'm okay as long as I follow the shepherd. I don't know a lot, so I need the shepherd more every day. And He knows the way through the wilderness. All we have to do is follow. And so Christ is a shepherd, my friend, that provides and proceeds. But tonight, I'll look at verse 3 tonight, and the first part of that verse where the psalmist said, He restoreth my so. I'm going to preach tonight on this subject. Christ is a shepherd that pardons. Christ is a shepherd that pardons. The psalmist is talking about restoration. I will say this, and I want you to look and listen to me. I'm glad that failure is not final with the Lord. If we fail and God wouldn't restore, we'd all be goners. There's no perfect people in this building. You hear me? None of us. Hey, we're sinners saved by grace. But I'm glad our Lord is a Lord that restores. Amen. Now, there's three things. I'm not going to preach long, but give you what's on my heart as we think about Christ as a shepherd that pardons. Let me look, first of all, tonight at what does the word restoration mean? What does this word restoreth? What is that the psalmist talking about? Well, that word restore means it means recovery from a lapse or any bad state. Hey, sometimes we fall, we falter, we sin. It also means to bring to a sense of sin an amendment of life. I'm glad that the Lord deals with us when we sin. It also means to renew or reestablish after interruption. Peace is restored where it was interrupted when we sin. That fellowship that we had with Christ is restored in that forgiveness that he has. And then let me say also, it means to refresh, to revive, to reinvigorate, and to put back. Oh, I'm glad he brings us back to the fold. I'm glad he doesn't cast us off. If he kept up with all our sin and held them against us to this day, we'd be goners. But I'm glad the forgiveness of God, the blood of Jesus Christ, cleanses from all sin. Amen. But here's an interesting definition of this word, restoreth. It means to cause to grow up. That's interesting. To restore, to grow up. Hey, I want to tell you something. I've sinned and I've failed God in 37 years of being a Christian. But I tell you, as he's dealt with my heart, I've asked forgiveness and got right. I've found that I've been growing. Amen. I'm not back where I was when I first got saved. I've come a while. I ain't arrived. I admit that. And you ain't arrived either. But ladies and gentlemen, we have been growing along the journey. The word restoreth also means to make thoroughly right. Now, I'm glad you can be thoroughly right with God. Amen. Hey, it also means, now listen to this, to fetch home again. Amen. To fetch home again. Have you ever found yourself in the wilderness? Have you found yourself in a far country, backslid on the Lord? Aren't you glad he didn't let you die in the wilderness? He didn't let you die in the far country. But thank God he restoreth. He fetches you home. Amen. That brings you back out to his fold. It means to deliver, to rescue, to retrieve. And so I'm glad that the Lord restoreth my soul. Now, I said this the other day in one of my messages, but it's here in this verse. I'm going to say it again because I like saying it. I like the ETH in our King James Bible. For it does mean a continuous action. Amen. He restores over and over again. Hey, if God gave us what we deserve, we'd be in hell. He'd forget us. He'd cast us off. But thank God he restoreth my soul. Amen. Oh, friend, so we see it's to fetch home, it's to grow, it is to deliver, to rescue, to retrieve, and to bring back. Hey, I'm glad that he restores tonight. But then I will second. Here's where I'll probably stay most of our time tonight. Not only we see what does the word restoreth mean, but secondly tonight, who needs restoration? Who needs to be restored? Well, I got about six types of folk that need restoration. Now we're compared to sheep. So I'm gonna talk about sheep. That's all right? Oh, we're just like them. We really are. More than we want to admit. Now I will say this. Let me say something right here. Sheep are not the smartest animal, so we sure don't need to strut around like a bunch of peacocks. Amen. And be honest with you, the world looks down at a shepherd. That's not a high job. But our Lord, He came down that He could take us up. Amen. That's why we're thrilled about the shepherd. The world don't think much about a shepherd. But we that are the sheep of His pasture, we're glad He's our shepherd. Amen. But who needs restoration? Who needs to be restored? Well, let me say first of all, the scattered sheep need restoration. What do you mean? Well, sometimes the flock can get scattered. We've got enemies. The sheep have got enemies. Wolves and coyotes and bears and thieves often disrupt the fold. You realize that? By the way, if you don't realize our foes are dangerous and can make us fretful, why do you get afraid when trouble comes? Hey, you hear me? Hey, we become afraid sometimes. Trouble kind of shakes us a little bit. Well, the Bible said in the book of Ezekiel tonight, and I'm just taking my time reading some verses trying to help us. The Bible said in Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 11, 12, "For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day." Then over in John 10, where we've been going quite a bit as we've been studying Psalm 23, there in John 10 and verse number 12, the Bible says, Jesus speaking here, John 10 and verse 12, "But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, who's on the sheep or not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth them." Hey, sometimes our enemy, the devil, comes in as a roaring lion. Has he ever roared at you? Has he ever seemed like he is ready to devour you? Hey, we all face the attack of the wicked one. The demons of hell are constantly on the prowl, are constantly on our trail. Oh, friend, and sometimes when the lion roars, fear grips our heart and we ain't careful. We scatter off, scared. But thank God for the good shepherd. Amen. The shepherd don't leave you out there to die when the enemies come in like a flood. But thank God he'll come where you're at. He gathers in the scattered flock and brings them back to the fold where there's safety, where there's food, where there's rest. Hey, I'm glad he restores those that's been scattered by the enemy. Sometimes you're not careful, and I'm not careful. We forget that everybody saved is not growing at the same pace. Now say amen or nod your head. Because we all have room for improvement, sure. Some things might make you afraid that won't make me afraid. But on the other side, there's things terrifying me when the devil's come, probably wouldn't make you flinch. Amen. But friend, I'm telling you, sometimes we're scattered, but the shepherd. Thank God to go where the scattered sheep are. And if we're too afraid to walk, he'll just put us around his shoulders and carry us back to the fold. Amen. So scattered sheep need restoration. Then let me say secondly, stubborn sheep. You could probably put parentheses, Baptist, right there. Amen. I ain't preaching no bass. I don't know how they are. I just know Baptist. Amen. And we can get stubborn. Amen. And when I'm talking about stubborn, I'm talking about a sheep. It ain't that he's been scattered. It ain't that he just wanders off. But he sets his own will. He said, I'm going to do this, and takes off. And sometimes we get like that. We just say, I know what's best. I'm going to do what I want to do. It's going to be all right. And we get stubborn. Amen. Now, there's a problem with a sheep that's natured like that. He keeps running off. He'll break through a fence. He gets away. After a while, if the shepherd kept letting him do that, somebody else, another sheep, would follow him. You hear me? So to keep that from happening, the shepherd deals with that stubborn sheep. Amen. Now, some of you may not know this, and we shout about him being our shepherd, but you better understand something about a shepherd. He'll do what's necessary to correct his sheep. Amen. For those of you that don't know this, if a sheep keeps going off, maybe gets to butting other sheep, doing a lot of other stuff, just a strong-willed, stubborn sheep, that shepherd has been known to put that sheep up in his arm, lay his front legs over it, take that rod that he's beating wolves and bears off, and the enemy, and he'll break that sheep's legs. He'll do it. You say, that's cruel. No, it's not cruel. He's trying to save that sheep's life. Now, I will say this. He don't leave him broken. You hear me? When he breaks those legs, he puts them splints on them, wraps them legs up good and tight, and for several days and weeks, he rides with the shepherd. Amen. And where the shepherd goes, that sheep's right there. There ain't nowhere else for him to go. It can't go. Amen. Are you hearing me tonight? Hey, and when that sheep begins to heal and up, and that shepherd knows he's healed, he'll take the splints off. You understand this? You'll find that sheep always from that day on staying right with the shepherd. He ain't no longer strong-willed. He ain't a wandering off. Hey, God had to break him. God had to do something to get his attention, and he got his attention. Amen. Hey, God will deal with us. Amen. Now listen to me. I'll read you some verses. Look over in Hebrews a minute. Hebrews chapter 12. I want you to read this along with me. You need to see this. That's why I'm not in no hurry. I think this is important preaching. Because sometimes we get in our mind, well, the Lord ain't going to do nothing, and it's going to be, but oh no, you get a stubborn streak in you, and the Lord will deal with you. The Bible said in Hebrews 12, beginning in verse number 5, the Bible says, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. Now that's important right there. Understand he's talking about his children, God's children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God deal you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. You don't belong to him. Now, I won't say this, and I'll keep a reading in just a second. I want you to remember something. If you sin and God don't deal with you, there's something wrong. Because he corrects his children. He'll let you run wild. He deals with you as children. And if not, he said, then you're bastards and not sons. You're illegitimate. You're not his. Amen. And by the way, for your young children, you remind them, the preacher, use that word in its proper place. You hear me? Amen. Hey, he let you know you don't belong to it. Verse 9, look at this. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us and gave them reverence. Hey, you know what? Mom and Dad whooped me and I was little and I need a whooping. I never got one that I wasn't supposed to get. Now, I know others that probably happened to, but it isn't that way with me. Every whooping I got by with some things, I think. I ain't real sure. But mostly I was caught and been at whooping. But you know what? I respected, I reverenced Mom and Dad. Amen. They didn't do it because they hated me. They done it because they loved me. Amen. Hey, they corrected us and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they barely for a few days chasing us after their own pleasure, but for our profit that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceful fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. He did. Deals with his children. Amen. Now I'll read you another verse over here. in the book of Psalms, Psalm 119. Look at this verse with me. Talk about God deals with a child that wanders away and don't want to get right. It's rebellious. It's set in his ways. Psalm 119, verse 67. Psalm 119 and verse 67. The Bible said, before I was afflicted, I went astray. I'm going to say it, read that again, look at it. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now have I kept thy word. Hey, I'm glad the shepherd has corrected me. Hey, he don't start out breaking your legs. He may take that sling that he's been using to take a stone, sling it at an enemy, at a coyote, a wolf, and run out. He'll use that stone, hit it next to you, kind of spook you in line. If that don't work, he may come by that step, kind of poke you a little bit, get you going the right direction. But if you just keep on and keep on and keep on, he can and he will break your legs. I'm spiritually speaking now. You hear me? Now, I will say this on the physical side, you could wind up in the hospital. That whole lot can't happen to you. Amen. Are you hearing me real good? He deals with those stubborn sheep. If you're in a rebellious spirit tonight, I'm begging you in Jesus' name to get right with the Lord. Because you keep on, God's going to have to deal severely with you. Amen. Hey, let me give you a Bible illustration. That'd be all right? Good Bible illustration. Jacob. Jacob ran and he ran and he ran and he ran till what? God touched the hollow of his thigh and he stopped his running. Jacob never run no more. He was halting on that hip, that leg. He couldn't run no more. God stopped his running. Amen. You say, preach this way, I'm trying to help us. Because I'm telling you, though we're the Wednesday night crowd, we ain't careful. We get this old nature riled up in us, yet think we know better and think we'll be all right, and God have to deal with us. Amen. Now, so if you won't take the correction, when chastening comes, hey, let me just throw it out like this. Let me say it like this. When mom in particular, because she spent a lot of years raising me and my brothers by herself, when I was in trouble, she said, Dave, you better quit. Don't do that again. And sometimes I smart and I stopped. That's the most intelligent thing a child ever does. He stops doing what he's told to stop doing. Amen. But then if I wasn't intelligent enough, smart enough, I'd keep on doing it. And then she'd come up with this to me. Davy Scott Shelton, stop it. That was the line drawn in the sand. When you get your whole name, buddy, this is it. Last warning. You been there? Well, mama never picked a switch up to threaten me, not one time. If she picked that switch up, judgment was coming. You better believe it. And she didn't count why she whooped. She just whooped till she got tired. Amen. She never picked that switch up to point at me. No, no, no. Son, she'd have let to my legs. That's right. I'm going to tell you something. God will speak to you to try to get you to get right. But if you go over that line when he finally really gets dealing with you, he said, I said to stop. If you don't stop and he starts to send judgment, you ain't stopping the judgment. I repented while mama was whooping me. What about you? Yeah, I told you before, I ain't a kid, that little woman sits over there. Oh, don't you be fooled by her. I repented, I'd holler, I won't do it no more, I won't do it no more. And she'd holler back, I know you won't, I know you won't. Amen. And she whooped me because I need the whooping. That's all right, even the 21st century, that's okay. Amen. But when judgment, she didn't stop till she's done. And the Lord ain't going to stop till he's done. Now, here's one of the most severe things that he does to a stubborn sheep. If he breaks that sheep's leg and it's still stubborn, which can happen, he does the most severe thing that can be done. He cuts that sheep's throat. He kills it. You say, the Lord wouldn't do it. You ain't read Corinthians lately, have you? Amen. It's still in that New Testament. It is a church epistle. You hear me? He'll turn the body over to Satan for destruction of the flesh to do what? To save the soul. You better believe, buddy. Hey, and if he ever takes his hand of protection off you, you're had. Amen. So we find you don't want to go that far. I know some folk that died early, prematurely, I believe, because they wouldn't get right with God. Don't get there. I'm preaching the right crowd. You're doing good. I'm just trying to help you to remember you don't want to go the route some others have gone. Stay where you're at with the shepherd. Keep walking with him. Keep coming faith in the house of God. He'll help you. Amen. Hey, he restores scattered sheep. He restores stubborn sheep. Then he restores sick sheep. Because sheep do get sick. They're very fragile. They get stuff in their eyes and it gets matted. They get thorns and bruises and cuts and other things can happen to them. Hey, that's why he carries that oil with him. That shepherd's always got him a horn of oil with him. And he'll take a rag and put the oil on that rag and wipe that sheep's eyes out. Get the dirt, as I call it from being in the mountains, the gunk. All that stuff that's a blur in his vision, get it out. Amen. And sheep, their ears get insects in. There's all kinds of infections. And he pours that oil on that. And where he couldn't hear the shepherd speak good, after that heals up that oil, he really hears that shepherd's voice again. Amen. Hey, sometime, hey, when we're wounded, we're weary, he got that oil, which is the Holy Ghost, amen, and begins to rub it in that place that is affected and maybe sick, whatever it may be, and helps us. Amen. I'm glad that he's got oil. Amen. That's right. So we find he in verse 5 of Psalm 3, he anointed mine head with oil. Hey, I'm glad that he restores, he brings back the health, he brings back into good fellowship those sheep that are sickly. Amen. Then let me say this, he restores also, fourthly, straying sheep. Amen. Isaiah said in Isaiah 53:6, all we like sheep have what? Gone astray. Amen. Hey, we're prone to wonder. Boy, the songwriter had it right in that song, Come Thou Fount. Prone to wonder how I feel it. Buddy, you talk about something that's true. I'm as saved, my soul is as saved as it's going to get in this old world. But my flesh still has a pull toward the world. Amen. And sometimes I don't mean to stray. I just get looking off instead of looking at the shepherd and I begin straying away. Amen. Oh, but I'm glad, according to Luke chapter 15, I'm glad that he goes after those sheep that stray. The Bible said in Luke 15:4, what man are you having 100 sheep? If he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it. And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I'm glad he goes after straying sheep. He does. You wonder, he comes, puts you on his shoulders and brings you back to the fold. Then let me say, not only a scattered sheep, stubborn sheep, sick sheep, straying sheep, but straggling sheep. Now again, remember the shepherd leads, he don't drive. So there's a tendency that some sheep can start lagging behind. He ain't walking at the right pace and he said, I'll catch up in a minute. Huh? I'll get up there directly. Amen. Hey, we're like that. We're stragglers sometimes. I don't want to get ahead of God, but I don't want to fall behind God either. I don't get way back yonder. He's out of sight and I can't half hear his voice. I want to be close enough. I can see him. I can hear him. Amen. You begin to strike. He'll go back there. He'll prod you that staff, get you going again. Hey, I'm glad the shepherd, he restores straggling sheep. Then let me say this, and I'm about done. Hang with me. I'm about done. He restores sagging sheep. Say, what in the world's that? That's a cast down sheep. And you say, well, what's that? That's when a sheep gets on his back. And he ain't like a cat. Now, I ain't never done this, but I've seen somebody do it. You can take a cat, grab him by a foreleg, throw him up in the air. He will land on his feet. I don't recommend doing that. I ain't never done that, but I've seen them done. They'll land on their feet every time. A dog can roll over and get back up. That's right. You can holler, Spot, roll over. Spot will roll over. But a sheep can't do it. If it gets on its back, it's had. You see, when it's on its back, it does not have the ability to roll over. And the blood drains out of its legs and begins pulling up on the inside. It ain't long, that sheep will smother to death. Or a wolf or a coyote or some other animal come by and eat it up. It can't defend itself, can't get back up. You listening to me? It's called cast down. It's a cast sheep. It's on its back. And by the way, that is where we get in our English language, that little phrase, flat on your back. That's where that comes from. Well, they're there. It can't help itself. If that shepherd does not go set the sheep back up, it's going to die. You can become a cast sheep, be on your back. You say, how in the world does that happen? Well, think about this. Sheep are in a pasture and they've gone, they've walked, they're weary, and they think, I'd like to lay down, like to sit down. And they will, but they don't notice the grade. And they're set in a place that's slanted and they roll over before they know it. They didn't mean to, just happened. I promise some things we get into as Christians, we didn't mean to get in them, we just find ourselves there sometime. But not only just because of a grading situation, but let me say this, they get too fat. I don't know any way to tell. That's what I've been studying, said they get too fat. And they roll over, they can't get back up. Hey, some of us, we roll over, we ain't getting back up. I'm one of them, amen. I used to, could spring up, now it's a process. Amen. And they can't get up, they roll over, they're cast. But then let me say, even sometimes they got too much wool. Now I got to sit and read that. I thought, what in the world? And it went on and said, that's why one of the reasons they shear them. Because too much wool, it get matted up with all kinds of gunk and can end up hurting that sheep. So every now and then they have to shear the sheep. Now that's what I did two Sundays ago. That's what I did. That was shearing. That ain't fun. Several years ago, I was at the Mountain State Fair, and I went up there in the barn area where all them animals are from trying to win prizes, and there was a fella in there getting ready to shear sheep, and I said, I'm staying right here till he's done. Because I've heard preachers say, got this shearing the sheep day and all, and I said, all right, I'm going to watch this. They stick that sheep's head between his legs, and he clamps around it, and he picks him legs up and got the shears, and he's going, but I noticed something. That sheep's trying to bite him the whole time he's a-shearing. The Lord wanted me to see that, Brother Bill, because sometimes a young pastor, I thought, bless God, there a goat ain't taking this. Now, you're just going to have to forgive me. I'm just human. He showed me, said, son, sometimes they snap because they just don't like it. And you don't like it either, son. Amen. So everybody biting ain't a goat. Sometimes it's a sheep that's getting sheared. Amen. But it got to be sheared. Otherwise, it gets a lopsided, fall over, can't get back up, and would die. So the Lord knows all those things. Our shepherd knows us. Amen. And he restores. He puts us back on our feet, get us going again. Then let me say this, and I'm done. This won't take long. The third thing, we see what restored mean. We see who needs restoration. Number three, the way the shepherd restores. He does it in love. He does it in compassion. He does it in pity. He does it with long suffering. Thank God for that. He does it in mercy, but he also does it with a firm hand. Amen. I'm glad he restores. Every one of us probably at some time our Christian have found ourselves astray or set in our ways, and God's had to deal with us. Amen. Hey, friend, tonight, he does it because he loves you, and he does it because he loves me. Amen. I'm thankful that the shepherd, he restores. Amen. I'm glad he don't leave me to die. I'm very glad of that. I'm thankful for that. I preach, I know it's Wednesday night, and I tell you, kind of wrestle with that a little bit, but you know what? Folk living right need to be reminded of these things too. Really do. I do. Boy, it's helped me today sitting around meditating more and more on this and reading and studying. It's helped me a lot today. I believe it'll help you down the road too. Amen. Christ is a shepherd that pardons. Father, thank you for the word of God tonight. I pray you'd use it for your honor, your glory. I've tried to preach exactly what you told me to. Lord, take it, use it for thy honor and glory. And everything you do, we praise you and we thank you. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed just a moment. I've tried my best to preach what the Lord put on my heart tonight. I pray that we'll do business with the Lord. He knows what we need. He knows where we are, what we're doing, what we're like. Maybe there's someone here tonight say, preacher, I'm not saved. I'm lost. You'd like to be remembered in prayer. You'd lift your hand. Preacher, pray for me. I'm lost. Remember me in prayer. Well, I've preached mainly to saved folk tonight. It could be, even on a Wednesday night, that somebody here has already found yourself kind of straying or straggling and other things going on. Again, a lot of it ain't because you mean to, just because we've got our eyes off the shepherd. And you'd lift your hand and say, preacher, pray for me. I need the Lord to help me in some things. Remember me in prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Preacher, remember me in prayer. Amen. Amen. Let's stand tonight while we sing. The altar's open if you need to come. Will you come tonight? Do business with the Lord.